And we're ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Crown Point up 51-48 with a play-by-play. Here's Mark Smith.
Bulldogs trying to get that first win. We start the fourth quarter. Michigan City is out with John Gales, Darius McMillan, and Darius Nelson in the backcourt, along with Millsap and Jones up front. Here's Clarence Millsap driving the lane. His shot no good. Out of bounds to Crown Point. Boy, the Michigan City folks didn't like that. Again, McMillan, Millsap, Nelson, Gales, and the big kid, Jared Jones, who averages 20 a game and has scored 14.
Yeah, the ball.
Here comes Crown Point. Hanaway has the ball. He lost it out of bounds. I'm not sure what happened. Hanaway took the ball in bounds, started to dribble, and he lost it into the cheerleader section over there on the far side.
Well, and he was kind of frowning as a call. I think he maybe thought it was knocked out of his hands.
Inbounds pass, Darius McMillan on the right side. McMillan now running the point. Wolves have three players on the game now who did not start. Right side to Gales. Should be looking for Jones, trying to isolate Jones here on the side in front of the Wolves bench. Inside to Jones, goes to his left. Running hook is good. Jared Jones with 16. Very, very athletic play. If he gets the ball in that position, you're not going to stop him. It's 51-54, Crown Point. Bulldogs back down the floor. They've got Zach Sessich in the game with Alex Alvagna, Ben Dirk, Stephen Albrecht, and Kyle Hanaway, the starting lineup. Good pass from Albrecht to Alvagna. The shot blocked by Gales and a foul on Michigan City.
Yeah, Alvagna was wide open, but it was blocked, and a foul called against Gales.
That's what you want to do in a situation like that. You don't want to rush your shot and throw it up there. Take it up. If you know you're going to get fouled, take the foul. Just take the contact.
Yeah.
Alvagna's had a good second half. Free throw is good for Alvagna, the 6'6 junior. I wonder how much Alex weighs. I would guess about 190.
Well, he's listed as 190.
Is he listed at 190?
I don't know. He looks more like a 175 to me, but.
Second shot's good. Both are good. 53-54, Crown Point. And Alvagna has 6 points.
He is 6'6", though, so that weight is distributed over a lot of height.
Do we have it written down anywhere what his weight is?
His official weight is 190. You're right.
Here is John Gales into the lane. Oh, good feed off of Millsap, and he missed an easy one. And a strong rebound by Sessich. Coach Benny Edwards almost took his jacket off there because that was an easy shot to miss. Albrecht, right wing, three-pointer guy.
There we go.
Stephen Albrecht with the shot. I think he only got two off the assist from Hanaway. 55-50 for Crown Point.
That was just a two, okay.
Back in the front court, John Gales on the left wing. Looking for Jones, 6'7", Jared Jones inside. Millsap out front. Can't get it to Jones. A three by McMillan out of the left corner. No good. I don't think that's the shot they want. Here's Albrecht with the rebound. They did not get the ball to the big man that time when he was waiting for it. Hanaway runs into the front court. He's a collision between him and McMillan.
Wow.
And a foul on Michigan City again. Darius McMillan. I'm not sure what Darius was trying to do there.
I'm not sure either. That was a pretty hard foul.
I would guess he would say he was trying to dive in there and get a steal, but actually that was just a shoulder-to-shoulder collision. Looked like a running back needing safety in football.
I think he was, maybe he thought he was late, you know, leaving a screen or a pick or something like that, but that was definitely hard contact.
Kyle Hanaway will go to the line. 18 fouls from Michigan City. And everybody's going to be in the double bonus by the end of this game. Hanaway's done another strong job tonight. He only has 6 points, now 7 with the free throw. But I have him for 3 assists. It's always tough to keep assists while you're, you know, watching the game from the sidelines. But
definitely.
I have him with 9 assists in the game. And this free throw, the second shot is good. 8 free throws. 8 points, 9 assists, and 57-50 for Crown Point. And the Wolves are going to stay in this game. Got to make a little bit of a move now with 6:20 to go.
Yeah,
right side,
email.
And a foul inside. Looks like it's going to be in the pivot. Ooh, that might be on Zach Sessich. It's not.
Oh.
45.
The only 45 in the game is Jones.
There's some confusion at the desk. I think they meant 44 Alvagna. Okay,
it is Alvagna. Alvagna has 4 fouls now with that call. 18 foul on the free throw by Jones, no good.
Rebound by Alvagna. 58-50. Long pass to Albrecht. Saves it to Dirks and saves it right into the Crown Point student section. That was a wild advance for the Bulldogs there.
Yeah, that was a little out of control there.
Trying to get a hurry-up basket, and the ball just got away from everybody.
Yeah.
6:11 to go in the game. Crown Point 57, Michigan City 50, and we've been at this 57-50 mark for a while. Wolves have not been getting the ball to Jones. They need to get it. He needs to touch the ball every time down the floor. Here's a pass inside to Millsap, fouled by Zach Sessett. That's going to be his fourth.
Wow. This is going to be pretty critical now. Crown Point's got their two big men, Sessett and Alavanya, both with four fouls. Hanaway with three, and Robinson with three.
No, I think we're going to see Andy Crumweed in a second. Clarence Millsap, two free throws. First one is good. I don't know if we mentioned it, but there was a little ceremony before the game with Andy Crumweed, who's the football offensive lineman. He's going to the military, West Point, going to play for the Black Knights and serve the country. And he was honored before the game. He looked a little embarrassed about it, but it was a nice honor. And he's going to come in to try to, he's going to serve the country. He's going to serve Clint Swan here in a minute because I think Sessage with a four foul is going to go out. Here's a steal by Michigan City. John Gale to Millsap. He bobbled it. Oh, it looked like Millsap traveled for the foul on Crown Point.
Uh-oh, and I think that may be an Alavanya. If that is, that's number five.
All of a sudden, a lot of turnovers for the Bulldogs. Nine in this half.
Yeah.
You're right, Dave.
Yeah.
Alex Alavanya. And that's going to bring his night to an end. So now we're going to see a substitute anyway, and here comes Mitch Robinson into the game with 5:50 to play. I thought Alvani had a good night, not a great night, but I have him 6 points and fouling out with 5:50 to go in the game.
Well, he helped bottle up Jones to some extent on defense, and that basket's good, and he did a good job on offense on the boards. He should have had more points than what he had. He missed some easy layups, and of course, some were blocked.
Clarence Gale shooting two, makes them both. 57-54. Wolves come back. Here's Hanaway rushing it up the floor. Dirk's wide open three, left corner. No. Battled by Sessage. Oh, a tip in by Sessage. He tipped it way in the air, about 5 feet above the basket, and it went in. 59-54 for Crown Point. Outstanding play on the pivot by Zach Sessage tonight. Down low, Jared Jones, left-hand hook in the air. No good. And the rebound by Albrecht. Knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Crown Point. That time they did get it to Jones, but he couldn't get it to go. A five-point lead for Crown Point. 5:26 to go in the game. Great tip by Sessage at the other end. Tip the ball high in the air and went in. Oh, collision. Three players on the floor. Who's the foul on? I think he called a foul on both players. I think he called a foul on Hanaway.
Double foul?
I think he called a foul on Hanaway and Clarence Millsap.
Wow.
He did.
Foul on both 33 Darius Brooks and on Kyle Hanaway.
And 24...
Wow. They were both fighting to get position for the throw-in.
I never am a big fan of that call. It's either call a foul on one or the other, or don't call a foul on either. Because all this does is hurry up boys to be eliminated from the game.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
Both those players have got four fouls now.
Crown Point maintains possession. Nothing changed. Hanaway driving all the way. Oh, last second scoop to Sessage, and it was a wild one. Hanaway should have shot the ball. He'd beaten everybody on defense, and he tried to pass off to Sessage, who wasn't ready.
Yeah, he caught him unaware there.
10 turnovers for Crown Point. 10 in this half, 15 for the game.
5-point lead for Crown Point, 59-54.
Here's John Gale, lean-in 10-footer, bounces around the rim, no good. Jones trying to get the rebound, but Hanaway has it for Crown Point. Bulldogs with a 5-point lead. Hanaway confronted by Gales in the backcourt. Double teamed. He's in trouble. They call a foul. No, timeout call. Timeout by Clint Swan.
Wow.
4:58 to go in the game. Newland Conference action on Friday night. 30-second timeout. Crown Point leads Michigan City 59-54.
List Cars for Start Collision Center offers free estimates and guaranteed service on automobile body damage repairs. The Car Star team offers a 24/7 accident assistance team at 1-800-CAR-STAR. List Car Star Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point and has been a longtime member of the Crown Point business community. Their phone number is 219-663-0989. List Car Star Collision Center is a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School basketball.
Coming out of a timeout called by Crown Point here with 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Crown Point up 59-54, and the Bulldogs will have a throw-in from midcourt, far sideline.
Bulldogs out with Ben Dirk, Stephen Albrecht, Kyle Hanaway, Zach Sessage, and Mitch Robinson is in for Alex Alvania, who has fouled out. 4:50 to go in the game. Crown Point 59, Michigan City 54. Right wing to Hanaway. Backdoor play to Albrecht. Reverse layup is good. It was goaltending. Goaltending on Jared Jones, but the ball went in anyway. And a foul on Michigan City. A spectacular play by Stephen Albrecht.
Incredible. I thought that foul actually deflected the ball, probably helped the ball go in the basket.
23.
I don't. The foul was not on Jones. The foul ends up being on Millsap. They worked a backdoor play where Hanaway, about 20 feet out on the right wing, bounced it to the baseline. Albrecht took it and reversed the layup under Jared Jones to score it. Albrecht with a big three-point play, 62-54, now 4:40 left in the game.
Yeah, big eight-point lead for Crown Point, the biggest lead they've had all night.
Right side, that's Stephen Ward. Long shot by Rooks off the rim, no good. Rebound by Mitch Robinson of Crown Point. And the Bulldogs now want to think about taking 45 seconds during a possession. You don't want to throw up shots now. You have the lead with just 4 minutes left. They're going to call a foul, a touch foul, on Stephen Ward, it looks like.
Wow.
That was not much contact.
No. And that's number four on Stephen Ward.
And that's going to send Hanaway to the foul line.
Yeah, both teams with 10 fouls apiece, so it's a double bonus for in effect for each team.
Bulldogs trying for that first win of the season. It's been a tough start for new coach Clint Swann.
Hanaway connects on the first one.
Stephen Ward very unhappy with that call, and now he's got to go back to the bench with 4:19 to go. Although at this point, if you think he's your best, one of your best five, you might as well just leave him in there. Second shot, no good. A rebound by Jared Jones. 63-54, 9-point lead for Crown Point. Left side, Jones, 3-point shot in the air, no good, and a rebound by Stephen Albrecht, and that looked like a forced shot. That was not a shot you really want in that position. Here comes Hanaway into the front court. Student section getting on Jones for the air ball. Here's Albrecht, 3 in the air, good!
Wow!
Stephen Albrecht with 3, and there's the biggest lead of the game for Crown Point. Timeout, Michigan City, 3:53 to play. Crown Point, 66, Michigan City, 54.
Homes of the 20th century built for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Or visit them on the web at homes20.com. Again, that's homes20.com. Homes of the 20th century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.
Crown Point smelling victory here with 3:53 to go in the fourth quarter. They're up 66-54, 12-point lead here. Coming out of the timeout called by Michigan City. And Michigan City definitely with some work cut out for them here with less than 4 minutes to go in the game. But, of course, there's still plenty of time left to put together a run.
Stephen Albrecht with 25 points, 11 in the second half. Zach Sessitz, I'm going through it really quickly, unofficially, 19 points. And I have Kyle Hanaway for 11 assists in the game. It's been a real good night offensively for Michigan City, as they've been very liking to the Michigan City pace. Crown Point's pace is Michigan City's pace. Here's Rooks for Michigan City. Demetrius Rooks. Left wing John Gales with the basketball. They're down 12. Try to backdoor, it wasn't there. Here's Rooks. Bounce pass into the lane. Jones turns around and banks it in. Jared Jones with 18 off the pass from Rooks at 66-56. The backcourt. Oh, Rooks knocked the ball off Hanaway's leg. Oh, it looked like Rooks should have got the steal there. He knocked the ball off Hanaway's leg out of bounds, and the referee did not see it.
Wow.
They give the ball back to Crown Point. 3:29 to go in the game. Oh, they call a foul. Oh, they didn't say he didn't knock it away. They said it was a foul.
Yeah, they call that number five on Demetrius Rooks. Rooks leaves the game here with 3:29 to go.
Boy, that's a tough one. That is five. Rooks is not leaving the game. Now he is.
Yeah. Rooks leaves the game with 10 points on five field goals.
He was a strong player tonight for them.
Yes, he was.
Very, very quick in the backcourt. Very harassing of the Crown Point guards. Hanaway free throw, good. Kyle Hanaway missed one a minute ago, but now he's 6 out of 7.5. 11 points for the game, 12 points for the game, and now 13 as he hits them both. Point guard's got to hit the free throw, so you really can't play that position. 68-56, 3:28 to go. Crown Point going to get over 70 points for the first time this season. down Gale's left wing. Into the lane, Jones against Mitch Robinson. They're calling a foul. Ooh, did they call that foul on Hanaway? No, they called on Mitch Robinson.
It is on Mitch Robinson. Uh-oh, that's, now he's got four fouls. Wow. We're going to run out of players here pretty soon here, Mark.
They still have Andy Crumweed in reserve.
That's true.
So they're going to leave Robinson out there. Jones goes to the foul line. He's 0 for 3 from the line this half, but he hits this one. And he has 19 points in the game. I had Jared Jones averaging 20.1. 20.1 points per game over his first five games. And if he hits the second one with 3:18 to go, and he does, he has 20 points tonight. He's a very, very good player. And Justin Jr. Here's Crown Point in the front court, and Hanaway with a left-hand dribble. Ben Dirks out front. Bulldogs want to run some time off the clock. They're still shooting as if this is the NBA, and they have a shot clock. Right side knocked out of bounds by Gales, and Crown Point regains possession. You got to have a delay offense. I know Crown Point does, but they haven't gone into it yet.
Yeah, 3 minutes and 7 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Inbound pass by Robinson to Hanaway out front. Ooh, he gave an elbow there to McMillan. Here's Robick, a three in the air. Good. They're just not listening to me. There's another three-pointer.
Albrecht has got a hot hand, so he's using it.
Here's John Gale. Spin around, dribble, reverse layup is good. Oh, they overrule it. They call a traveling call on John Gale. That looked like a good move.
Oh, it did.
But a traveling on Gale, and Crown Point has the ball with a 13-point lead now, with 2:52 to go.
Yeah, 71-58, Crown Point up.
Back in the front court, here's Dirks driving the lane. Blocking foul underneath the basket. Oh, and Michigan City didn't like that call. That was on John Gale.
Yeah.
And a lot of Wolves are going to foul out tonight. If this game went 5 minutes longer, the Wolves would lose five players because they have everybody in trouble right now.
Yeah, they've got Ward with four. Rooks, of course, fouled out. Tomczyk with three.
Ben Dirks shooting two. Got the first one.
Everything going right for Crown Point here in the second half.
And it's kind of about time because they struggled at the end of the Lake Central game, losing that one by four. Had the lead on Morton and let that get away. Could have beaten LaPorte in the opener. Here's Jared Jones down the lane, lays it up, no good. He's fouled. The tip went in, but that does not count. They call a foul. I'm not sure, but Jones will go to the line shooting too. Foul is on Stephen Albrecht.
Only girl.
Jones will go to the line. 2:39 to play in the game. The Wolves not out of it yet, but you know what? The thing is, they don't have a three-point shooting. Oh, that shot missed everything. Free throw, no good. Well, and the crowd really giving it to Big Jared Jones now. He can't shoot an air ball in the other team's gym, or you will hear about it.
Yeah.
Jared's second shot is no good as well. He's having some trouble from one, and Albrecht has the rebound. And you can see the body language with some of the Michigan City players. They're pretty discouraged with this change of events here. Here's Hanaway off the dribble, drives the lane, feeds off to Robinson.
Whoa.
Head fake with a boy in the air, and there's a foul. The referee's rushing in, but I don't think anybody's swinging. I don't think anybody's mad at anybody.
No,
what,
but
what happened was Robinson made a head fake. Gales went up in the air. That's not Gales. That's Clarence Millsap. Jumped up in the air, and in order to keep Robinson from shooting, he came down and wrapped his arms around Robinson. That's a basketball play.
Yeah. Yeah, he had no shot attempt, but it was in the act of shooting. So what is it? Is it two shots? Or, yeah, it is.
It would be two either way because of the
double bonus.
Ten fouls on Michigan City. Here's Mitch Robinson's free throw. Around it in. And like you say, Dave, everything going right for the Bulldogs tonight. Looks like the first win is on the horizon. A 16-point lead for Crown Point with 2:25 to go in the game.
Hey, we just got a score on the Crown Point Michigan City girls game as well, Mark. Crown Point winning 47-28 over Michigan City on the road tonight at Michigan City. That score courtesy HSSP. Thanks to our friends over there.
Let's check that score. Michigan City was undefeated before the game started. I want to believe it, but let's check that score. Here's a drive. Jared Jones, three-pointer from the right corner is good. Jared Jones, funny, Jared missed a free throw, then hit a 20-foot three from the right corner. It's 75-61. Here's Kyle Hanaway in the backcourt. There's a foul on, boy, McMillan. They say he kind of need Hanaway. I mean, that is possible. but
we'll verify that here in just
a few
minutes.
We're going to have to verify that score. Michigan City was undefeated going into the game. They are announcing a 19-point victory for Crown Point over Michigan City, which would be the biggest girls' upset of the year so far in Northwest Indiana, if that is what happens. But let's check that. Let's check that score, because I'm not buying that score.
Yeah, that score reported by another media outlet that's here at the game tonight.
Hanaway hit the free throw.
Rich, that score's not right.
Yeah, well, we're getting the word that that score is incorrect. It was the opposite. Michigan City won 47-38. That score didn't seem right.
Yeah.
Here's a steal by Darius Nelson. Running the other way. Gales lays it up, no good. Tomczyk with a rebound. Reverse layup, no good. And a foul. 1:49 to go, and Crown Point with a 15-point lead. Yeah. Some things you hear and you know it's just not right.
That doesn't sound right.
No offense to the Lady Bulldogs, but Michigan City was 7-0 and was blowing people off the floor. And the Lady Bulldogs had struggled on the road. They hadn't won a road game all season. And for them to beat Michigan City would have been a monster upset. And it didn't happen. But Crown Point will be back on the air. We'll have them against Hanover tomorrow night. They'll be favored in that game. Foul number 5 on Mitch Robinson. He leaves with 1:49 to play. The 14-point lead, 15-point lead. The free throw by Tomczyk misses. Still 76-61. Boy, this game's not going to reflect the way this game was played. The final score is not going to reflect the way the game was played.
No,
Crown Point's on the way to winning by about 20 points. Second shot by Tomczyk is good. 76-62. Here's Hanaway in the backcourt, kind of being kneed by Darius McMillan. Darius needs to stop that. Here comes Hanaway to the front court. Left corner to Dirk. Here's Albrecht out front. Little hand check there from Lee. Here's Andy Crumweed. Andy getting a big hand from the crowd. Got a lot of fans over there in the student section. 1:25 to go in the game, and here's Crown Point's delay. Inside Hanaway. Lee's shot is good. Kind of an off-balance layup by Hanaway, but it's in there. 78-62. Michigan City back. Tomczyk to the baseline. Spins. Blocked by Andy Crumweed. Oh, the fans get a big kick out of that one. As Crumweed, the football lineman, rejects the shot. They go the other way. Zach Sessick, reverse layup, good. The pass from Hanaway. Sessick with the basket. It is 80-62 for Crown Point. Down the other way. Here's Matt Hudson lays it in. Off of the pass from McMillan, 80-64. 50 seconds left in the game, and Crown Point is going to win triumphantly on their home floor. Finally, after 4 losses, looks like the Bulldogs are going to get that win. Just 30 seconds left in the game. Here's Stephen Albrecht out front. Crossover dribble to Ben Dirks in the left corner. There's a foul underneath the basket. Actually, they called 3 seconds on Zach Sessage. You know, the referees might be overdoing it in a 16-point game when you call 3 seconds with 31 seconds to play in the game.
That's
just my opinion.
So Sessage is going to sit down, and reserves are going to come into the game here with a 16-point lead.
Ben Dirks comes to the bench. Zach Sessage comes to the bench. Stephen Albrecht comes to the bench. A lot of Crown Point boys in the game who had not played earlier. Coming down the floor, McMillan. Oh, he lost the ball. Here's a steal. Bust out. Oh, blocked by McMillan from behind. I'm not even sure who had the ball for Crown Point there.
Yeah, we got a junior varsity player in there whose number I don't see on the roster. We'll try to figure that out here in just a moment.
That looks like Michael Lipton, the football player.
Okay.
That looks like the place kicker on the football team. In fact, I'm almost sure that's Michael Lipton.
Yeah, he's wearing number 25, but he's not identified in the roster. There's a shot by Garlett.
Garlett's no good. Rebound by Tomczyk, and he goes the other way. Passing into the right corner, but Linda Wolves lose it out of bounds. The Wolves, not with turnovers, have they broken down. They've just missed a lot of shots, and their defense has been poor here in the second half. And they may have met their match in a running team in Crown Point.
Yeah, Crown Point with a pretty good shooting team, and they were hitting their shots tonight. I think that was the key to the game tonight, hitting their shots and keeping up.
Bulldogs in the backcourt. Here's Michael Lipton in the front court. Michigan City backs off, and the clock will run out. Our game has come to an end. And Crown Point has their first win of the season, and the fans at home are happy. Big fourth quarter for Crown Point. They scored 29 points, and they are a winner for the first time this year. Final score on a Friday night in the Dew Lane Conference.
Crown Point 80, Michigan City 64. We'll be back.
Crown Point High School Basketball on WWLO and IndianaDashSports.com is sponsored by Lake Cycle, provider of new Hondas and certified used bicycles and ATVs with warranties. Lake Cycle is located at 7911 Gap Street in Merrillville. Their telephone number is 219-769-7184. And by Multimedia Music, offering audio production, multilingual voiceover, on-hold messages, jingles, and custom music tags for film, radio, TV, and websites. Their telephone number is 219-662-8857.
That cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner at 8251 East 109th Avenue in Winfield. They're a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports, and their phone number is 219-662-1402. Crown Point High School Basketball is brought to you by Moak Realty, a family-owned and operated residential real estate broker serving Northwest Indiana for over 30 years. Their phone number is 219-662-3000, or visit them on the web at moakrealty.com. Quick Copy Printing offers a wide range of printing and copying services. They're located at 1180 North Main Street in Crown Point, right next to the Jewel Plaza. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their phone number is 219-663-7799. Again, that's 663-7799. For nearly 60 years, Northwest Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, they continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield individual, family, and senior health plans. The phone number is 888-736-0811. That's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Before the game, Broncos is the place to be. After the game, Broncos is where friends meet. Broncos of Crown Point serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a family dining atmosphere and banquet facility. Broncos is committed to high quality and good value. This is the place to enjoy great food at reasonable prices. That's Broncos at the Jewel Marshall Marketplace Center at 144 North Main Street. Their phone number is 219-662-0145. Again, that's 219-662-0145. Crown Point Basketball is brought to you by Mike Dexter at Edward Jones Investments, located at 420 Merrillville Road here in Crown Point. His number is 663-1234. Again, that's 663-1234. Edward Jones specializes in small business 401k plans, IRA rollovers, FDIC insured CDs, tax-free bonds, mutual funds, and trust services offered through the Edward Jones Trust Company. Mike Dexter's office hours are 8:30 to 5 on Friday, Saturday, and evening by appointment. Edward Jones was ranked by J.D. Power and Associates as the best firm to do business with in 2005.
List Car Star Collision Center offers free estimates and guaranteed service on automobile body damage repairs. The Car Star team offers a 24/7 accident assistance team at 1-800-CAR-STAR. List Car Star Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point and has been a longtime member of the Crown Point business community. Their phone number is 219-663-0989. List Car Star Collision Center is a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School basketball.
The 20th century built for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Or visit them on the web at homes20.com. Again, that's homes20. Homes of the 20th century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.